The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Back at the MCG, Saturday afternoon football, Essendon and Sydney. Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell, rexgorrell.com.au. And for Prestige Jayco, time to go inside the Sydney camp. The Swans coming down here looking to win at the MCG against the Bombers for the first time in 96 years. And with Drew Jones, his Swans assistant coach, Steve Johnson.
Thanks, Kingy. Yeah, we are lucky enough to have Steve Johnson, a name who's been called in the carrot box a fair few times over the years. Steve, first time the Swans have been to the MCG this year. Is that something that you speak to the players about, how to play at the G?
Not really. I think most of them have played here before. It's just a really good opportunity to come and play on a bigger ground. We think it will suit our style of play.
What's the build-up been like this week in terms of the ruck division? You've had to make a couple of decisions. Obviously, unfortunately, Callum Sinclair hurting your shoulder, and Darcy Cameron, you haven't been able to call on him, or Sam Naismith. There was a chance he could have gone with the first gamer, but in the end, you're going to do a patchwork job?
Yeah, he wasn't quite ready, Noel, so he's working away at his craft. He's still reasonably raw, so in the second half of the game last week, or for three quarters, Alir and Reedy shared the ruck duties and done quite a good job, so they'll share it again today, and up against Zach Clark, so it'll be interesting to see how they go.
Jono, thanks for joining us. Kingy up in the K-Rock box with Benny Waterworth, Mark Neild and Heath Buck. Where's the turnaround come from in the last 3 weeks?
Well, I think we've been a little bit better around the contest, but certainly we've been pretty good defensively, and I think also we've been able to score with our ball movement, so that's why I say that getting out onto a bigger ground today, the MCG, should help that. I think the players are just playing with a lot of confidence, and there's a real buzz around the club that, you know, we've had to focus really just on the coming week. We haven't looked too far ahead because off to a really poor start to the season, but we're building into some good form, and hoping that can continue.
One I want to ask you about is Nick Blakey. How much are you enjoying watching his evolution as a first-year player? 13 goals from 13 games and a Rising Star nomination.
Yeah, I've loved what Nick's been able to do for a first-year player. He's been outstanding. He's been able to stand up in some really important moments, which has been huge. And I just love watching the development of not only him, but we've got Will Hayward, who's only young, Tom Papley, Tom McCartan, Ben Ronke. So those boys are really close, and they play an exciting brand of footy.
Steve, you conceded an average of 94 points across the first seven rounds, but opposition scores have really struggled to score against you guys in the past seven games in particular. That's dropped by almost four goals down to 71%. What can you put your finger on the dramatic drop in the points you guys have been able to concede over the past seven rounds?
Yeah, well, part of it is I think early on in the season we had quite a few injuries, so we weren't able to keep our back six as settled, or our back seven. So we've had a bit of continuity in the way we've been matching up. But also, I touched on our ball movement before. That's really improved. We've been able to score, and when you're controlling the footy a little bit more, that also helps you out defensively. Obviously, sides aren't able to score on the back of turnover, which was a real issue at the start of the season as well.
I just wanted to ask about Kieran Jack as well. All-Australian player, best and fairest, premiership player as well. Named it as an emergency again, but hasn't quite got the gig this afternoon. How's Kieran holding up in a frustrating season, I suppose, for him?
He's holding up well. He's still a leader around the footy club. He did have a knee injury, so he's not quite back to full fitness yet. He's been time limited in the knee fall. I think he's probably getting back to being able to play a full game this weekend. So he's certainly not out of the equation. We expect he'll still play some AFL footy at the back end of this year. It's just the injury was a setback for him. So, but he's still an important player for us.
The Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Swans assistant coach Steve Johnson. Here's Mark Neild.
Steve, good luck this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
My question's more holistic about the culture of the Sydney Swans. Clearly, throughout your playing career, you were part of an amazing culture at Geelong, and what you guys achieved there was phenomenal. And then you popped into GWS for a little while. Now you're at Sydney. I've just sat here and I've listed down, you just listed off, four or five young kids that you believe have played a really important role over the last 3 weeks, and you talk about this. So much confidence around the place. Often at the moment, all we hear down here about Sydney in the media is about your senior coach's coaching future, so I don't want to touch that. Can you give us a couple of things about the culture of Sydney and how it is possible that the kids that you reckon have stepped up in the last 3 weeks, they're the ones that are leading the charge?
Yeah, they are. I mean, the culture is it's really just based on hard work, and that's what I've found. They've always had really strong leaders around the footy club that drive that culture and drive the hard work, and the training is always at a really high standard. You never really have to touch on effort and intensity, which is a real, really important thing from a coach's point of view. You can really focus on what you need to do in a strategy sense. So, you know, our leaders have really stood up. Early on in the year, they probably started a little bit poor as well, but they've stood up, and then our younger players are the ones that, you know, so many of them in the team. So it is important that they not just play a role, but play an important role in our team. And our leaders thrive off the energy that those young players bring, and a lot of them are in our forward half, and they've been getting some good opportunities to hit the scoreboard. And when they do, it just rubs off on the rest of the team, just the way they, you know, get around each other and celebrate, and just the energy they bring to the change rooms as well.
Yeah, thanks for that. It's great insight. Thank you very much. But final one for me, I'll put you on the spot here. So, Dane Rampey. Now, we've thought for years, competitor, leader, super player, just gets a job done. He's done a couple of peculiar things this year. Tell us about Dane Rampey. What's he like? What's he really like?
Now, Ramps is a... an interesting individual, but no, he's not your typical, grow up as a young kid, just, living and breathing footy. I think he's, he likes to travel in overseas to various different countries that I've actually never heard of. But, what has been underestimated a little bit this year has been just the performance of him across the season. He's been our most consistent player throughout the year, and, I would consider him, if he's not the best defender in the competition right now, he's in the top two or three. So he's really enjoying the captaincy. Obviously, we've got Luke Parker and Joey Kennedy, and Ramps is our three co-captains, but they all bring something different to the table. So, I can't really explain why he was climbing a goalpost.
Well, people do these things, as you well know.
Yeah, that's very true.
Steve, Bob Murphy told an interesting story during the week that after Ling Jong had toured Collingwood's facilities, that the Bulldogs players put up a Photoshop of him in a Collingwood jumper the morning after when he walked into training. Any kind of those shenanigans with John Longmire in a North Melbourne jersey by the players this week?
No, I think someone might have brought up the slip-up that he, on 360, but had a bit of a laugh and moved on.
Talk to us about Matt Ling. John, I know we spoke about him a few weeks ago when we spoke to you before the Geelong game. Have you got an update on where he's at with his footy? Geelong listeners will be interested to know how he's tracking.
Yeah, Ling, he's had a horrid run. He's just had setback after setback. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, he's still got a lot of talent, and we really value what he's going to be able to bring to the team in the future. He's the kind of player that we really want to get up and going. I think he's back on track. He had an operation probably a month ago again. But we hope to get him back playing towards the back end of the season, then hopefully he can get a good pre-season under his belt and come out and play some AFL footy next year.
Talking about playing, any more appearances for Manly on the cards for one S. Johnson?
No, well, I don't know if you can see me down here, but I'm in a cast.
We got you.
Yeah, so the one-off game I played for Manly, I managed to rupture the tendon in my finger, so... Horse wasn't rapt about that when I come in the next week and said I won't be able to do any ball work or anything with the players, so I won't put myself at risk of doing another injury in the future, I don't think.
So you're done? No more games?
No, I'm done, unless the price is right. So if anyone... No, I'm certainly done.
Yeah, Jono, we're getting the wind-up down there. We have to let you go. Always a pleasure to talk football with you, and we wish you the best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Steve Johnson joining us down boundary side for K-Rock. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, Tony and John Spence, and the team, of course, a family business celebrating 30 years. 2019 can be your year to jump in a Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.